from Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. It is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 at 7.08. Three big things. Hurricane Delta heading toward Louisiana. But can't let her guard down altogether. Got red flags flying. And a storm surge watch in our area. And, of course, the debate last night, which we'll be talking more about in this half hour and also in the 8 o'clock hour. And feel free to text. And the text and call line are the same. We'll turn up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour. You can chat with us live on the air. 343-0106. A few things with this storm as it began to make its mind up and that it was going to be in Louisiana and not nearly have the effects on us that, for instance, Sally had not long ago. Now you got the conundrum of, think about this, if you were vacationing down at the Gulf, and that's you know, for a lot of folks that vacation down there, it's a big treat. It's a big highlight. It's not just like, you know, for us, hey, I'll go down to the beach. It's people who've come a long way.
Yeah.
So you have these vacationers, and then when Governor Ivey was very proactive and put the emergency order into effect, I think part of that was that vacationers had to leave the island, and that's tough on them right now because they're down there to enjoy themselves. The storm has taken a turn, or really has not taken the turn that we thought it might take, and that was all about evacuation. So if residents, correct me if I'm wrong on this now, it was to get vacationers out in case residents themselves had to evacuate the area, everything wouldn't be all gummed up on the highway.
Yeah, kind of staging to make it easier
exactly.
on everyone if the storm did come directly to our area.
Which is not going to happen now.
Right. And, you know, the governor, she made that decision this week after not issuing a mandatory evacuation for Hurricane Sally, which unfortunately proved to be, a poor decision that they did not. But you're right. This makes it so much, you know, the first off, the tourists that come to town, and like you said, they might plan for weeks, months,
to come
maybe
here.
Even a year to come down.
Yeah.
And even some of the people that may have been scheduling a vacation over the last few weeks and had to hold off because of the debris pickup from Hurricane Sally, the recovery from Hurricane Sally, maybe a lot of them were scheduled to have that vacation this week and then forced to turn around and leave. But I feel bad for the rental companies.
I'm with you.
The individual rent tours, they're whatever you call someone who rents the building or the condo to someone else, because and you know, I think right around half of them still remain closed and not able to rent because of the damage from Hurricane Sally. But those that were able to rent out condos and beach houses to other people,
and they had them there, they were there,
and now because of this mandatory evacuation, you lose out on some of those funds too.
So somebody's losing out. I always talk to friends about this. Like, in the worst of times, somebody's winning. It's, believe it or not, during COVID-19, you had businesses that turned things around and actually made a lot of money during the pandemic.
Amazon and Walmart. They're not hurting after COVID-19.
No, they are not. So anyway, on a much smaller level, and I don't think that they're proud of this. Look, the hotel business here in Mobile has been crushed by COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
It's really taken a whack. I mean, people are not leaving to go. They're not coming to visit. There's no conventions. Everything, you know, it's all gone.
Right.
So, as it turns out now, a story from NBC 15, Rachel Wilkerson was calling around to different hotels in Mobile. So those vacationers, apparently, they left the coastline and they got above I-10 or thereabouts. And it happened to be right here in Mobile. So Mobile businesses, the hotels, a lot of them are actually packed and booming for the first time in 6 or 7 months.
That makes a lot of sense to me. That and that way, the vacationers or even residents who may have been, you know, burnt by Hurricane Sally that decided, hey, and we got so many calls after Sally with people saying, I'm not doing this again. I'm not living through a storm. I'm going to leave the next time it happens. And it looks like that did happen. A lot of people coming to Mobile and staying in hotels here. You know, good news for the hotel industry, but again, I hate it for so many of the people that had to leave. But you can't really have it both ways. You can't complain that the governor didn't have a mandatory evacuation for Sally and then be upset that there was one for this storm, because, like you said, this was all about staging, I believe, and getting people out in a pretty orderly fashion. But even though we are now out of the cone for Hurricane Sally, you still, I guess, kind of have to worry about storm surge a little bit, even though Dr. Bill and the red flags have been flying down there at the beaches. But Dr. Bill in the last hour said we could expect during the worst part of the storm about 1 to 3 feet of storm surge. So not very high, especially compared to what we were expecting and got from Hurricane Sally, but 1 to 3 feet. Still probably not the safest thing to be out there in the Gulf waiting around as this storm makes its way northwards towards Louisiana.
All right, one more thing on now on the governor. And that would be the mask order.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Moore and a group filed suit against that whole order, and a judge ruled against Roy Moore and his group, Governor Ivey's mandatory tourist. Oh, I'm sorry, I've got this here somewhere. Anyway, the judge did rule against that. I've got my stories all kind of clumped together here, but if you're wondering, and Roy Moore was on Jeff Poor Show
last week.
I believe
it was last week. Now they filed this lawsuit towards the end of September, right around September 24th, and said that the mask ordinance and some of these other orders, especially regarding the churches being closed down in our state because of coronavirus, Roy Moore claimed that those orders violated constitutional rights under the 1st, 5th, and 14th Amendments. And because of that, they asked the court to block those enforcement orders. But on Tuesday, the ruling was issued, and the judge said those temporary restraining orders require imminent irreparable harm and are, quote, premised on the need for speedy and urgent action to protect a plaintiff's rights before a case can be resolved on its merits. Said that the plaintiffs did not act with speed and urgency. So maybe if they brought this lawsuit months ago, it might have had a better chance of standing up in court, but that doesn't appear to be the case. So they struck down the lawsuit.
Okay. All right, they moved it, and then they struck it down, right?
That's right.
All right, so Roy Moore won't be on Jeff's show anytime soon.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Maybe he'll find a way to get back on.
Auburn Sports Today is right around the corner. And hey, y'all, this is Dan Brennan for Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships. Isn't that nice? They do that with their clients. Five Rivers Group at Morgan Stanley here in Mobile know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals. Planning for retirement, saving for a child's education, Five Rivers Group can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, your education, your wealth transfer, and your other financial needs. Why don't you schedule an appointment? Call Hunt Griffith, financial advisor, 251-470-1092. That's Hunt Griffith at 470-1092. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A former Baldwin County Corrections Officer is accused of killing her son. Teresa Stallworth left her job with the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office a few years ago. Early Wednesday morning, Mobile police say she stabbed her son to death at the estates at Lafayette Square. A man is in the Clark County Jail accused of killing his father and throwing his body in a bonfire. Clark County Sheriff's deputies say 21-year-old Antonio Fox hit his father, Lawrence Fox, in the head with a cinder block, then burned his body in their front yard. Antonio Fox is now charged with murder and abuse of a corpse. The experimental medical treatments given to President Trump for COVID-19 will soon be available at UAB Hospital in Birmingham. The new trials allow doctors to treat COVID-19 patients that are not hospitalized. Two of them involve antibody drugs, including Regeneron, the drug the president received. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Locally owned, Southern Cross Home Care provides services from companionship to total care for all ages. Our family of caregivers have been selected for their experience and compassion. Learn more at southerncrosshomecare.com. Let our family care for your family.
FM Talk 106.5, 7:18, time for Auburn Sports Today.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn center Nick Broms is the lone returning starter on the offensive line. And he's been able to turn the page to Arkansas quickly this week because it's not the first time he's seen a young O-line have to bounce back from adversity.
When I was on the team in, I think it was 2017 when we played Clemson, and we gave up, I can't remember, like 11 sacks or something like that. I was a true freshman at that time, just kind of on the sidelines, like looking around and seeing what's going on. And then just to see those guys kind of rally and come together, you know, use it as a moment to come together. And, you know, the rest of the season, as you guys know, I mean, it worked out good. You know, those guys were awesome, and Braden Smith, you know, Austin Golson, all those guys, they came together and they did something great that year. And so that was just kind of my message to the guys and the coaches' message, like, hey man, we can learn from this. The season's not over just because we lost one game to Georgia. And so there's still plenty to fight for. There's still, obviously, I mean, that's not even a question. There's still plenty to fight for. You know, we can still accomplish all of our goals that we want to. So, but that's just been our message.
Saturday's clash with the Razorbacks kicks at 3 o'clock from Jordan-Hare Stadium. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Join us tonight live at 6, Tiger Talk. Gus Malzahn on the phone to talk about the week of practice and more. Plus, Jason Campbell shares memories of the Arkansas series. And head soccer coach Karen Hoppe on the adversity her team has faced this season, along with next week's match against Ole Miss. That's all tonight at 6 on Tiger Talk. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Dr. Bill Williams' weather update is brought to you by Baldwin EMC. For the most up-to-date outage information, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Visit them at baldwinemc.com or call 251-989-6247.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and breezy with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with the designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify.
I can't believe I'm saying it. It's one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Finding heavier traffic at Ziegler and University. Also, Airport and Spring Hill at 65. A nice ride from Daphne, Malvis to Loxley with radar on the interstate. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They can help get your carts running. You know, they rent their carts for any special occasion. And you can buy a new or used cart, too. See what they offer at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Not only all the great information you need to start your day, unbelievably groovy bumper music with Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, 7:23. And I guess we are, let's see here. Boy, you know, what a way for me to enter the foray of FM Talk Radio with everything going on, and including one hurricane that got us pretty good, mm-hmm. and one that we certainly had to be very aware of, but although it looks like now it's not going to be a big event for us.
Yeah, the good news is that storm, Hurricane Delta, continues to track westward, and Dr. Bill Williams now saying they expect landfall in Louisiana sometime late tomorrow, and we will still feel some effects from it, but not a whole lot. We won't be in the eye of the hurricane or even right next to the hurricane, so Dr. Bill will fill us in coming up in just about 10 minutes on what we can expect and what the coast of Louisiana can expect from Hurricane Delta.
Yeah, we're going to get it straight from him on exactly what those effects are going to be, because we need to be, well, we are. We're aware of how these storms work and how insidious they can be. And for that poor area, some of those people are getting it for the second time in less than 2 months.
Yeah, they really are.
All right, everybody talking about the debate last night, the vice presidential debate, and Gordon Deal from this morning had more.
Democratic challenger Kamala Harris pointed a finger at the administration for the climbing death toll.
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
Incumbent Republican Mike Pence defended the White House's response to the pandemic.
China is to blame for the coronavirus. And President Trump is not happy about it. He's made that very clear, made it clear again today.
On other issues, Ms. Harris painted the president's trade policy as a failure. She said, "You lost that trade war." Mr. Pence shot back, "Lost the trade war with China? Joe Biden never fought it." Ms. Harris didn't directly answer a question about whether Mr. Biden would push to add more justices to the Supreme Court if he's elected. Later, Mr. Pence didn't answer a question about how the Trump administration would protect pre-existing conditions if the Affordable Care Act is struck down by the Supreme Court.
Great show. I can't imagine you're not familiar with Gordon Deal. He is the host of This Morning, and that's a show that precedes us. It's on for 2 hours from 4 in the morning till 6, and it's a good primer and prepper for us, too, to kind of get ready for the day. So if you are an early riser, like now I have to be again, wah, wah, wah. No, I'm happy to be here. And if you're an early riser, make sure you start your day with FM Talk 106.5. Gordon Deal, they've got great information.
Yeah, they certainly do. Not as good as Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Adult
Well, but we even steal from Gordon. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, and if you watched the debate last night, we're interested. Who do you think won? And you can vote right now on our website, fmtalk1065.com, or on our Facebook, facebook.com/fmtalk1065. And what I did after the first debate and now after this vice presidential debate, News Nation Now is kind of a new news, I guess, series or a company that they're trying to be as nonpartisan as possible,
right,
while putting out the news. So when they put a poll out, I believe that it would be more of a accurate poll than you would get from either CNN or Fox News. But they asked last night who won the vice presidential debate, and 69% of the voters in this poll say Mike Pence won the debate, compared to 29% saying Senator Harris won the debate and 2% saying that it was a tie. Of course, one of the major talking points from last night's debate was the fly that landed on Vice President Mike Pence's head and stayed there for about 3 or 4 minutes. Do you remember that exact same thing happened to Hillary Clinton back in the 2016
debate? I'm getting reminded about it on the text line, and I do not remember that. And, you know, poor Mike Pence, I mean, his hair is as white as snow. If there's something on his head, we're going to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious, and it stayed there for 3 or 4 minutes. But, yeah, I remember in one of those past debates in 2016, the fly, like, landed right next to Hillary Clinton's eye.
I do remember it now.
And that took extreme patience, or maybe she just didn't feel it to not swat the fly away then. But, yeah, second time that's happened now. And for me, what stood out last night was Mike Pence's experience in that kind of forum, and being a debater, he seemed to really take as much advantage as he could of the rules. And, you know, even though they were giving a certain amount of a lot of time, and it was a much more civil debate last night than the presidential debate was.
It was like two people talking, folding their clothes at a laundromat. There was a lot. Every now and then, one or the other got a little bit stern, but for the most part, it's not even going to compare to what we saw a week ago.
Right, but Pence took every second of his time and even more, and it really felt like he ended up talking to the American people a lot more last night than Senator Harris.
Yeah, I would agree. Senator Harris many times seemed like she was talking to Pence.
Mm-hmm.
Pence was talking to us.
And both dodged answers throughout the night. I thought the most striking and obvious dodge came from Senator Harris when Pence asked her repeatedly whether she and Biden plan to pack the Supreme Court if they were to be elected. And that was a pretty obvious dodge of that question from Senator Harris. As far as the Mike Pence dodging questions, he was asked about pre-existing conditions and whether the Trump administration would try to take take those away. And he countered by saying Obamacare was an absolute disaster. And he placed that also at the foot of Joe Biden, who, of course, was in the Obama administration. But the biggest dig of the night to me came pretty early on as they were discussing COVID-19. And you just heard that cut from earlier in Kamala Harris saying this administration did an awful job. Well, Pence said, your plan to combat COVID-19 looks a lot like ours, looks a lot like plagiarism, something that Joe Biden knows a little thing or two about.
Yeah, that was tough. It is 728 FM Talk 106.5, talking to Dr. Bill in just about 5 minutes.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A former Baldwin County Corrections Officer is accused of killing her son. Teresa Stallworth left her job with the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office a few years ago. Early Wednesday morning, Mobile police say she stabbed her son to death at the estates at Lafayette Square. A man is in the Clark County Jail accused of killing his father and throwing his body in a bonfire. Clark County Sheriff's deputies say 21-year-old Antonio Fox hit his father, Lawrence Fox, in the head with a cinder block, then burned his body in their front yard. Antonio Fox is now charged with murder and abuse of a corpse. The experimental medical treatments given to President Trump for COVID-19 will soon be available at UAB Hospital in Birmingham. The new trials allow doctors to treat COVID-19 patients that are not hospitalized. Two of them involve antibody drugs, including Regeneron, the drug the president received. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When I look at their plan that talks about advancing testing, creating new PPE, developing a vaccine, it looks a little bit like plagiarism, which is something Joe Biden knows a little bit about.
Vice President Mike Pence, during his debate with vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris in Salt Lake City, the senator's response to the vice president?
The American people have witnessed what is the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country.
Both Pence and Harris will be campaigning in Arizona on Thursday. Louisville police releasing details in the Breonna Taylor investigation. Police files released on Wednesday show contacts between Breonna Taylor and a man she dated previously who was suspected of drug dealing. It's that relationship that led narcotics investigators to her home in March. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Facebook is taking new steps to keep political candidates and their campaigns from using its social media platforms to cast doubt on the election and its outcome. The company says it will ban all political, election, and social issue ads after the polls close on November 3rd for a week or longer. Google adopted a similar rule 2 weeks ago. On Election Day, Facebook will notify users of the latest results at the top of the news feed on Facebook and Instagram. Sam's Club is the latest retail retailer to announce it's expanding its holiday sales. Instead of one-day sales, this year's sales, including one in November and another in December, will each last 9 days. The Black Friday sale will also be longer than 10 days instead of four, the duration a year ago. Google's facing new antitrust case in India, in which the tech giant is alleged to have abused its Android operating system's position in the smart television market. On Wall Street, futures are moderately higher. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-469-7272. That's 800-469-7272. 800-469-7272. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And of course, we talk to him live twice a morning on FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill. How are we settling in for the weekend, and what are things looking like with Hurricane Delta?
Well, we're going to get some rain out of the storm, but most of the severe weather, that is the high winds, and are all going to be well to the west of our area. Right now, Hurricane Delta is over the west central Gulf of Mexico. Highest wind 100 miles per hour. It's with gusts to 120. And it's moving in a northwest direction at about 15 miles per hour. It looks like it will begin to make its turn late this evening and very early tomorrow morning as it turns to the north and then eventually to the northeast. And during that time, it could intensify back to a Category 3, and most likely with peak winds of around 115 to 120. And then as it approaches the Louisiana coast, and that will be during the afternoon hours of Friday, it could lose a little bit of intensity because of slightly cooler water near the coast. And so it'll be back to a Category 2. And it should make landfall east of Cameron, Louisiana, well east of Lake Charles, and then move inland and become a tropical storm over central Louisiana. Early on Saturday, and then move into western Mississippi Saturday afternoon as a tropical depression. And eventually by Sunday, the remnants of the storm will be over Tennessee, but spreading rain across northern Alabama, Georgia, and the western Carolinas. So it has a long track, but it should stay to the west of us. Now, what can we expect here in the Mobile area? We can look for gusty winds developing tomorrow, particularly tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, and through Saturday morning. Mainly southeast and south winds at 15 to 20, occasional gusts to 30 and 35. As for rainfall, probably about a couple of inches of rain for the entire storm covering the period Friday and Saturday. Down the coast, we can look for a storm surge of 1 to 3 feet. And that should be about the maximum 3 feet. And that will occur, of course, Friday night and early on Saturday. So conditions are not too bad here for the Gulf Coast, the central Gulf Coast. But over in Louisiana, they're going to get hit again after Hurricane Laura and now, of course, Hurricane Delta.
Dr. Bill, early this week, we watched Delta rapidly intensify, and then it hit the Yucatan very early yesterday morning. Was it a Category 4 when it slammed into the Yucatan Peninsula, or how?
No, it had lost intensity. It reached a peak out over the Caribbean when it was very small. It's still a fairly small system, but very small, tight, small eye, and it reached 145 miles per hour. But it looks like it may have gone through an eye wall replacement cycle, in which it decreases in intensity as the eye wall collapses and the new one forms at a larger diameter. When that was completed, though, it moved over land and the Yucatan and maintained about 100 mile per hour, 110 mile per hour winds. And now it's we expect it to pick up, particularly as it makes its turn over the western Gulf of Mexico.
What is the size? I'm sorry, Dalton. Doc, what is the size considered now? Is it still a tighter, smaller storm with in terms of radius? It looks plenty big to me.
Yeah, it's bigger now. It does cover a bit larger area, but as far as hurricanes go, it still be considered on the small size. It will, of course, most of the activity of hurricane force winds will be confined to the western portion of Louisiana, and even conditions in New Orleans look fairly good with a major part of the storm well to the west of the city.
You sound pretty confident, Dr. Bill, in the track of this storm. Should we, the people who are not meteorologists, I know it's never safe to let our guard down, but for some of those that have, should we be feeling all right about this storm passing well west of us?
Yeah, it looks pretty good now. It's got a good steering current around the high pressure system off the east coast. Now it's being guided by a jet stream that's over the southern Great Plains, and so it has some pretty good steering current. We usually worry about those storms that do not have a strong steering current. They tend to meander, change course, and it will make a jog, and that could make a big difference when the final landfall occurs. But right now it looks like western Louisiana, there's only a very slight chance that we could see any kind of significant change in its track.
Well, I know a lot of Alabama fans and some of the Ole Miss fans that are in our area are probably wondering about, and you said that this storm will track through Mississippi, so they were set to play Saturday night at around 5 p.m. in Oxford. When do you think this storm might be moving through north central Mississippi?
Right now, it looks like it will be entering the center of it, the western part of Mississippi, let's say south of Greenville, and that will occur early Saturday afternoon, and then Sunday morning the center will be up in northeast Mississippi. So the whole northern half of Mississippi will be in for some very gusty winds and periods of heavy rain for Saturday and into the early part of Sunday. And then finally, the system will move on up into Tennessee Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon. So, the northern half of Mississippi should get plenty of rain out of this. The heaviest rain, of course, will occur down in Louisiana, where 4 to 8 inches are possible. But up in northern Mississippi, you're still looking at maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain.
Looks like Mac Jones and Matt Corral's throwing percentages may suffer a little bit in gusty winds.
I would say so.
Whenever they're going to play the game anywhere, anywhere Saturday at all, anywhere on the date, it looks like they'll be affected by that storm in some way. Doctor, thank you so much, and thanks for the great work. We will talk to you soon.
Okay, Dan.
FM Talk 106.5, and that is staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with all the skinny on Delta.
Yeah, and you can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. But it sounds like we have at least dodged this bullet. We still have a good month and change to go in hurricane season, so anything could happen. But according to Dr. Bill, should expect 2 to maybe 3 inches of rain, 1 to 3 feet of storm surge, and gusts of up to 35 miles an hour, but really wind between 15 and 20 Friday night into Saturday morning.
What do you have to do to get kicked out of Disneyland or Disney World for life? We'll let you know coming up.
Hey, my buddy Ricky from Alabama Auto Clean back in studio and came bearing gifts. You got a bunch of these t-shirts with y'all's logo and a slogan on it. What's this say?
It says you ain't got to drive a dirty car no more.
I tell you what, that is what y'all do, or a van or a boat or an 18-wheeler.
Whatever you want to drive.
Yeah, and these t-shirts, if somebody comes in, gets that detail, they're going to get one of your t-shirts.
We had to order some more, but we got a T-shirt for you.
That's good. And then we'll know each other when we pass each other on the street that we both know Ricky. And right. I like this. Okay, give people directions. Come by, get that great detail on their vehicle, and get their T-shirt while they're there.
Okay. Well, I'm on right there off of Government Street. You can call me at 251-478-5781.
So if I come in with the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit van and get a detail, I get a T-shirt.
You get to walk out with a T-shirt.
If I come in an RV...
You get to walk out with a T-shirt.
What if I bring you a boat?
Maybe give you two T-shirts.
See, this is why you got to see my friend Ricky at Alabama Auto Clean. I appreciate the shirts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holden every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringdaleToyota.com traffic center, they've got a big fire downtown at 911 Dolphin Street. Several companies there, over six fire trucks, and they're blocking roads from Common and Conti and Broad and Conti. So again, avoid the area if you can at 911 Dolphin Street. Three-story brick building on fire. If you have roofing damage from the storm, call on Alliance Roofing in Mobile and Dolmy County at 580-ROOF. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and local. They have teams in the area that can get to you quick. See them at AllianceRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, 743. One of those stories that makes you say, what? And it's got to do with a guy from Mobile. A Mobile man who broke into Disney World and camped out at an abandoned attraction has been fined $100.
Ooh. Oh, boy. That's going to hurt.
But he's also been banned for life from any Disney property.
That might hurt more.
Richard McGuire, 42, of Mobile, was arrested back in May after he entered the park during the coronavirus lockdown and used a boat to get to the shuttered Discovery Island attraction.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's, you know, he was looking for the great outdoors, and he found it inside the fences of Disney. McGuire camped out on the island for 2 days, posted videos on YouTube of his exploits. Have you seen any of this?
Yeah.
McGuire entered a no-contest plea to trespassing charges late last week. He faced up to a year in jail, so he kind of got off lucky. Disney World closed back in mid-March with the virus, of course, and McGuire told authorities he spent 2 days camping on the island, claiming he was unaware that he was trespassing. Hey, I didn't know. And it looked like a tropical paradise. Okay. And then how about the Disney restrooms? You didn't notice those? Also, deputy earlier in the day had been searching for a man spotted at the island. They were using like helicopters and bullhorns and scream. He said, "No, I didn't hear any of that."
Yeah, they were even using the Dumbo flyers, the that ride where you ride around on Dumbo. And at $100 fine, that has to be the cheapest stay at Disney World in the history of the accommodations there.
That is well put.
$100 to stay on an island in Disney for 2 days. I think you got to take that deal.
And he said he didn't know he was being pursued. At the same time, they have video of him covering up in leaves. That's the oldest trick in the book, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, other local news, maybe a little more serious tone.
Yeah, and a follow-up from that alleged vote ballot tampering at the Pritchard municipal election on Tuesday. NBC 15 following up on that story. It apparently happened at the Senior Citizen Center in District 5 on Tuesday as they were voting for the Pritchard mayoral and city council elections. And according to NBC, they might be investigating this. The Secretary of State's office might be investigating this and kind of already have, because yesterday they spoke with the press secretary, who said that alleged vote tampering would, quote, not prompt an investigation into the other polling places. They said, from our understanding, based on the information we received, it does not appear that anything fraudulent occurred. So as of right now, even though this poll worker was fired after one citizen said they did tamper with their ballot, the Secretary of State's office is saying it doesn't appear that there was any fraud in this. So that's kind of a follow-up to what happened on Tuesday, which was a pretty big local story.
It was a big local story. I mean, you hear, well, we're all very sensitive to the idea of voter fraud right now, because it's been brought to our attention so many times by candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, 7:47. Want to skip ahead to sports here?
Yeah, we've got Thursday night chock full of high school football games, and the Atlanta Braves now one win away from the National League Championship Series. More coming up in sports.
There are millions of reasons to love a pet, and a million more to love a shelter pet. And to spread more love, Kobe Subaru is celebrating October 22nd as our second annual Make a Dog's Day by inviting you to do something extra special for your favorite dog. Kobe Subaru crew will donate $100 to the Animal Rescue Foundation for every dog or cat that is adopted this month. It's one of the many ways we're keeping our love promise. Subaru, more than a car company. And remember, at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A former Baldwin County Corrections Officer is accused of killing her son. Teresa Stallworth left her job with the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office a few years ago. Early Wednesday morning, Mobile police say she stabbed her son to death at the estates at Lafayette Square. A man is in the Clark County Jail accused of killing his father and throwing his body in a bonfire. Clark County Sheriff's deputies say 21-year-old Antonio Fox hit his father, Lawrence Fox, in the head with a cinder block, then burned his body in their front yard. Antonio Fox is now charged with murder and abuse of a corpse. The experimental medical treatments given to President Trump for COVID-19 will soon be available at UAB Hospital in Birmingham. The new trials allow doctors to treat COVID-19 patients that are not hospitalized. Two of them involve antibody drugs, including Regeneron, the drug the president received. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning, 10 till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Normally, high school football games are played on Friday nights, but nothing normal about 2020. Because of the uncertainty earlier this week regarding the path of Hurricane Delta, most of our local games were moved ahead to tonight. There was one game last night. Saraland got back on the winning track with a 47-21 victory over Gulf Shores. Tonight we have a ton of games. Viger plays at Faith Academy at 6. Murphy and Alma Bryant set to kick off at the same time. Then at 7 o'clock, Fairhope will host Theodore. McGill Toolin hosts Robertsdale. Bayside Academy at Cottage Hill. Baldwin County hosts Citronelle. Foley plays Davidson at Ladd People Stadium. Mary G. Montgomery set to play at Daphne. Satsuma will play at UMS Wright. That's the UTV 44 game of the week with Dan Brennan and Jim Cox.
Look forward to that.
Also, Chickasaw at Millery tonight, and Orange Beach at Washington County has been postponed until the end of the month. On Saturday, Alberta is scheduled to play LaFleur at Ladd Peebles at 11 a.m., and BC Rain set to host St. Paul's at the same time. And then Monday night, one game, Williamson will play at Escambia County. The Atlanta Braves are one win away from returning to the National League Championship Series for the first time since 2001. Victory puts the Braves up 2-0 in the NLDS. They remain undefeated in 4 playoff games and have only allowed 5 runs over the past 40 innings. In the other NLDS, the LA Dodgers held on to beat San Diego 6-5 to take a 2-0 series lead. Dodgers and Braves, the only teams in the league that remain undefeated in the playoffs. Game 3 is tonight, and with a win, the Dodgers would advance to the NL Championship Series for the 4th time in 5 seasons. In the American League Division Series, Oakland avoided elimination by rallying to beat Houston 9-7. The Astros lead that series 2-1, and Tampa took a 2-1 series lead over the New York Yankees. The Rays scored 7 runs in the 4th through 6th innings to beat the Yankees 8-4 last night. 751 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and breezy with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Joining this year's back-to-school safety campaign, the management and staff of All In Credit Union reminds you to make sure your children's seatbelts are buckled, even for short trips. Be a safe driver at all times. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. This message from the management and staff of All In Credit Union, with offices in Mobile and Baldwin counties. A concerned Gulf Coast organization helping to make this a safer school year.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk.
1065.
1065.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We have a three-alarm fire at the Cotton Hall. That's at 911 Dolphin Street, and they've got a lot of the roadway blocked off and a lot of fire department there. Avoid the area if you can. Blocking roads at Broad and Conti and Common and Conti as well, as they're trying to put this fire out. No accidents for now. The Royal Street Tavern open and anxiously awaiting to serve you. You can taste rare bourbon, 16 beers on tap, and some of the best handcrafted cocktails in Mobile. The Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. They're open Tuesdays through Saturday from 4:30 to 11. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 1065 traffic.
7:53 FM Talk 1065. This is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, and it's a Thursday. It's time for the fishing report. We bring in the guys that know fishing, Sean Sullivan and Captain Bobby Abrascato.
That's right. Stepping on in here, I like to barge into the show at least once a week.
You're welcome.
I'm coming in to do this. Hey, y'all, it's time for the FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need. Hey, you go see them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Good morning, man.
Stock up when you go there, too, because you're going to need it. I can tell you that.
Oh, I love that, too. I mean, it's fall fishing time, at least on the calendar. What do the fish think it is?
Well, they're reacting pretty well to it being, you know, what I'd consider kind of a fall transition, which, you know, with water temperatures right at 70 degrees, 75 is the magic number, and it's gotten down to about 70. You know, it got down, as we talked about, probably a couple of 3 weeks ago. It dropped down quickly after that last storm, and it's just stayed there, even though, you know, as you've seen the last couple of days, the afternoons warm up pretty good, but the water temperature takes a while. It takes a number of days to get a real dramatic change in water temperature, so you're not going to see any kind of big enough change to, you know, send them out of this transition period. And with that, everything we're catching is just staying active in shallow water all day long. If you go up the bay, towards the northern end of the bay, which we've done quite a bit, you know, it's a shrimp deal up there. You better have some kind of shrimp imitation, you know, either tight line or fishing it under a popping cork, and that's things like voodoo shrimp or gulp shrimp or some type of shrimp imitation under a popping cork, and staying mobile. There's a lot of bait on the move, a lot of shrimp on the move, and the birds will give them away to a certain extent, but you got to keep your eyes open for other signs of fish, like fish slicks and maybe even fish blowing up on the surface, which we've seen. Down on the south end of the bay and down into the sound, had phenomenal trips down there earlier in the week, too. And that deal down there, you never go wrong with a shrimp or a shrimp imitation. But we had one of the better mornings I've had probably this year on topwater the other day. And that's another sign that we're in this fall deal. If you get away from those shrimp, those fish tend to get more on finfish. And therefore, you're going to want to use a finfish imitation. And we just had an incredible topwater morning. It was just one of those kind where you watch fish blow up on a lure two or three times before you hook them. And some of those ones where you throw it out there and put your reeling gear, and you're looking around for your lure and realize it's already got a fish on it, you know. So
this is what dreams are made of.
That's exactly right. And I don't see anything that's going to change that. You know, the next big pattern change we're going to be is when we get our first freeze, which is usually well into November. And at that point, we'll be talking about river channels and ledges and things like that. But in the meantime, you know, focus on the flats and maybe on the edges of the channels or the deeper water. Keep your eyes open. I can't tell you how important it is to keep your eyes open for the signs of feeding fish, and don't get dead set on going to one spot. You know, keep your eyes open, because it's amazing how much these fish will move from day to day. And if you just keep your eyes on them, they're usually, because they move, they don't get pressured real hard. And when that, what that means is when you find them, it's pretty much of a whack fest.
I like that, too, a lot. All right, Captain Bobby, somebody wants to get a trip booked with you this fall or anytime, how do they get in touch?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. It's got our phone number on there. You can call and book through the office, or you can just book online, which is actually what I'm doing this morning, is returning inquiries. My first day back in the office for about a week. And wow. Getting all those booked up, but we can get you fixed up. Just get in touch with us.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A former Baldwin County Corrections Officer is accused of killing her son. Teresa Stallworth left her job with the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office a few years ago. Early Wednesday morning, Mobile police say she stabbed her son to death at the estates at Lafayette Square. A man is in the Clark County Jail accused of killing his father and throwing his body in a bonfire. Clark County Sheriff's deputies say 21-year-old Antonio Fox hit his father, Lawrence Fox, in the head with a cinder block, then burned his body in their front yard. Antonio Fox is now charged with murder and abuse of a corpse. The experimental medical treatments given to President Trump for COVID-19 will soon be available at UAB Hospital in Birmingham. The new trials allow doctors to treat COVID-19 patients that are not hospitalized. Two of them involve antibody drugs, including Regeneron, the drug the president received. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406.